Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Melissa, do you want to pay me my money now or...
I'm so glad I knocked it down from $5 to $2.
Yeah, right? That's... technically, well, I mean, I guess we did double or nothing. We did $10 the first time at Country Thunder years ago. So there's this football, inflatable football toss outside of our building right now. And when we saw that, we said, we have got to go play with that. We are like, you know, we work in radio, which is like kind of a childish job to begin with. And so outside of radio, we also all act very childish. And when we saw the inflatable football, we said, got to go out and play it. We go outside and we threw a couple of footballs. We were having fun, you know, mm-hmm. laughing and giggling and pretending to be Caleb Williams. And
that was mostly all you.
Yeah, that was all me. Yeah, I'm just describing myself right now. And Melissa, as she's about to leave to go back upstairs, I go, hey, Mel, if I make this. You owe me $5. And she goes, $5? No, I'm not doing that. And I said, it's really hard. I'm throwing from like, you know, really far back. She goes, $2. And I said, deal.
I'm glad you took it.
Then I throw it. Boom. Nailed it. It was the most perfect, beautiful, angelic throw anyone who's ever watched football has seen. And it goes in, and Mel owes me $2. Now, at Country Thunder, when I made it for $10,
she said,
double or nothing. And I said, oh, okay, I'll take $20 off your hands. And I go to throw it, and it hits the rim of the circle and bounces out. So Mel goes, ha! You owe me $10. And I go, what? He goes, double or nothing. You owe me $10. And I was like, Mel, I don't know if you know what the term double or nothing means.
Mel just thought, like, either you get more money or you get nothing, I guess.
Yeah, like, she thought, like, oh, she just gets like $10 now.
Like, it's the double throw. It's two is double. And okay. If you miss, I get the 10 and you get nothing.
That's what I asked her. I go, what do you think the nothing in double or nothing means?
You just choose if you want to pay or not.
Because that means you get the nothing now. So I asked her once I won the $2 if you want to go double or nothing. She goes, no, I'm going up. Then she just left.
There was not a chance he was making that throw two times in a row, by the way.
Mel, you would have won. You would have gotten nothing.
You would have gotten nothing. Yeah. You wouldn't have won $4 as you previously thought you would have.
$2.
There's no even double there. You're just
It's the double throw. It's the second throw. It's double.
No, so the double means these it's just the second attempt.
So triple or nothing. Quadruple would be the
third
nothing.
Throw, yeah. That is too funny.
Oh my gosh.
No joke, guys. I would have been out there for hours throwing that football.
I know you would have.
Football is my favorite sport.
Well, you played it in college.
Like, I love playing pickup football.
Did you actually play games in college?
Like for Mizzou?
Yeah.
No, I did not. No, I practiced. Okay, funny story about that.
You know, they always say the most fun part is practicing. So.
Yeah, look, I was worried about getting better, not worried about actually showing that I got better. Look,
they're called student athletes.
Yeah.
The student comes first, Mel.
I was focused on my grades more than getting into the game.
Yeah, how'd that first semester go for you?
Oh my gosh, I almost got on academic probation. My grades were so bad.
Again, student athlete.
My mom still blames my dad for that. Still to this day.
Why would she blame your dad?
Because my dad was, my senior year of high school, my dad was very lenient with me in allowing me to go out and on like weeknights during like school year. And it was because I only had two real classes my senior year of high school. The rest were electives. And so my dad, like I would be like, hey, can I go to the soccer game tonight? Can I go to Sonic with my friends? Can I go do this? Can I do that? My dad would be like, yeah, sure. And my mom was like always like more strict. And so like she was like, Rod, why are you letting him go? Why are you letting him do all these things? Like he's not going to be ready for college next year when he has to like take tests and stuff when we're not around with him. Sure enough, she was right. I was not ready for college. I was, you know how social I am.
Yeah, I do.
Like, you guys have seen me at work events and functions.
Oh,
Imagine that 7 nights a week in college.
If we had a 2-hour work event, I would be the one that at exactly
2 hours,
I'd be like, okay, I'll see you later.
I'd say, screw this, I'm out.
It's fine. Like,
screw,
I have a good time.
Screw these listeners. I don't want to spend any more time with them.
No, that's not
Melissa.
It.
Melissa does do a good job of getting out.
No, she does.
Into the next room and then.
Huh?
45 minutes to an hour later, Austin and I will be walking out and Melissa will be in like the entranceway
that
talking to somebody new.
That does happen a lot. Mel's like, all right, okay. I'm going to leave. And she says her goodbyes.
And then
we just assume she's gone. And then we'll like walk out to the parking lot and she's there, still out there chatting with someone.
My favorite was that, do you remember, it was right after I started, we did a happy hour at Cork and Carry.
Oh, yeah.
That was like your first week.
That was my first week. And
that was our first event ever.
Outside, with
listeners.
Yeah.
And you, Melissa's like, I got to take off. Is it cool if I take one of the pizzas we ordered? We said, yeah, which was just a funny thought. And then I feel like I turned around and chatted with people for like minimum 30 minutes. They bought us drinks. We're chatting with them. And then I turned around and Mel is in a conversation with somebody new holding the pizza box on her side.
Yeah.
It's like, leave.
I remember that too, because it was mad respect, Mel. You go, can I take one of these pizzas home? Because I'm going home to Border and I haven't made them dinner yet.
That's true.
And I was like, you know what? Yes, you can take this pizza and more if you want. Like, that is dope. Like, especially because I'm just thinking, like, I'm putting myself in Porter's shoes. If I was at home and my mom was working and she came home with a box full of pizza.
Yeah.
Best feeling in the world.
Oh, yeah. Good mom, right?
Great mom.
Great mom.
About Melissa overstaying at events.
No.
Well, that's where it goes to like Austin, where he doesn't try to leave, but he'll stay for sometimes another 2 hours.
Well, mm-hmm. Austin doesn't know how to get out of a conversation.
I don't want to get out of most conversations.
Yeah, I like talking.
I love people and I stay, you know, I love meeting new people, especially when they're super friendly and super nice. But like, I don't think you're like this. Most people I think are like me. I think you are more unusual in this one instance than me, where when I'm talking for a really long time, I get tired.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't think you do.
I don't necessarily, yeah, like tired. I've got the stamina to keep a conversation going. If a good tell, especially for you guys, because you guys can help me pull away from conversations that I don't want to be in. Because you know me, I don't love small talk. But if I'm in a conversation and I don't want to be in the conversation, I'm not as active in said conversation.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed
I'm not asking follow-ups. I'm not commenting, making jokes.
It's very obvious.
I pull it back. I'm very reserved. And that's now, when me, I'm trying to get out.
Anybody listening to this podcast, when you meet Austin, if he's not talking.
If I'm not talking, just know. Look, I got somewhere I got to be. I got somewhere I need to get out.
And then Kyle is even different from you and I, because you and I are different. Kyle is the guy who I think definitely has the stamina. But Kyle, you will be so friendly and so accommodating and so talkative just to be kind that he will not only talk a lot, but he'll engage a lot and he'll stay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, but however, there is with Kyle, though, you know, how, like people go 0 to 60. Kyle can go 60 to zero right away. Like it'll be like, oh, we're having a great conversation, blah, blah, blah. And he's enjoying it. He's you know, he's making jokes and everything. And then all of a sudden, all right, got to go.
Because I'm aware of the time.
It's like, all right, Zip. All right, Zip, got to go.
He's got an alarm clock.
He's a helicopter. He'll just go straight down and land.
Yeah.
I've got to be like an airplane and land like, you know, I need a runway. Yeah,
trying to leave anything with Austin
That's
is
why
one of my least favorite things in the world.
I know. And I realized that when he took me out, well, we were out at a work event for my birthday, and I wanted to go back to the room at midnight, and then at 1, and then at 2, and then at 3.
But you know what?
And he wouldn't let me.
Okay, share the other part of that story, Mel. That we had a wonderful night that we'll remember for the rest of our lives.
It is fun. It is fun when we don't have to wake.
A little turmoil in my life too.
Yes, it did.
It is fun.
Hold on. Hang on 1 second. Me saying we had a night that we'll remember for the rest of our lives, and then you following it up with that night caused a lot of turmoil. Yeah. That makes it seem like we hooked up or something.
Yeah. We did not.
We did not. The furthest thing from it.
No, there's no hooking up with anybody.
No.
The four of us that ended up together and a couple people like I barely knew, there was nothing.
But there was someone we were with.
Yeah,
someone who you were with thought that you were with that person that night. Like, basically accused you of, like, cheating on him.
Would you like to confirm that you were there and nothing happened?
Well, I was only with you for a certain amount of time. Even I'm kind of iffy on it.
Oh,
no, but I'm joking. I'm joking.
So bad.
No, the guy who you were with was one of my friends from high school.
I know.
He was there in Memphis. This was for our St. Jude trip years ago. He was in Memphis with us, and I was like, he was hanging out with us the whole night because I was catching up with him.
Yeah,
you know, like it was like, this is like, dude, I haven't seen you in years.
Yeah. And the funny thing is like my one piece of advice, don't ever accuse something of somebody unless you are positive.
100% sure. We actually just talked about that on a Dear Melissa and Austin recently.
Exactly. We did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cause I got accused of things I never did. And I was like, that's not cool.
I know it's hard when that seed is planted. It's hard to chop it off at the root because it's like, how do you prove that you didn't do anything? You know, like it's like.
That's true. But you also can't accuse somebody if you don't have proof that
they
did.
Yeah, right, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, but when someone does that, when they accuse you without proof, how do you prove that you don't? Because you don't, it's not like you have proof that you didn't.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a.
True.
It's kind of a jerky move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very. But that's why we are where we are today. So.
That was a night we'll never forget.
No? Yeah.
It's a night to talk about in therapy constantly.
Now, because that happened after the fact, do you think of that night in a negative light now?
Uh-uh.
Oh, really?
No. Okay. No, because that was more just like the icing on the cake.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it was part of the cake, but you know what I'm saying.
No, let's not talk about cake when we're talking about a night together.
Yeah.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Funny story about playing football. I was very low in the depth chart. Obviously, I was a walk on running back. I was the sixth string running back.
Oh, sixth string.
Yeah, it was. Aww. Yeah, I was low. I was low down there. A lot of athletic.
And yeah, you're athletic.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm surprised.
I'm in sixth place according to that running back room. It was like all scholarship guys ahead of me. And we're playing Murray State, and we're blowing the doors off Murray State. We're just absolutely.
I've been to Murray
them.
State.
In Murray, Kentucky.
Well, yeah, because that's where my parents used to live, right? 20 minutes from there.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that's where it was. That where the cabin was?
Yeah, 20 okay. minutes from that area.
Okay, yeah, it's great. It's a great area. It's right off of 24 Highway 24.
I think that's right.
Yeah. So I'm in this game. Or I'm on the sidelines, right? And we're getting deeper and deeper into the depth chart, you know, because they don't want injuries for the starters. So they pull a second string guy. All right, your day is done. Pull the third string guy. Fourth string. Then in the fourth quarter, the fifth string running back gets in. And I'm thinking, oh, hell yeah. This is my time to shine, baby. This is my shot. To get in on the sidelines, helmet in arm, getting ready. I actually put it on and I'm just waiting for coach to go, huh, get in there. And there were some guys on the team that were like, put Huff in. Almost like a mini Rudy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was and I'm just like, oh my gosh,
you are mini Rudy.
My heart is, first of all, Rudy was definitely smaller than I was. Yeah, look up. Ooh, that's actually a good comparison. Let's look up how big Rudy was. But my heart is racing because like I'm excited, but I'm also like nervous. Like, what if I do get into this game?
How tall are you?
5'8".
I still want to measure that height.
Okay, that's what it.
I'm 5'8", and I'm taller than you.
You're 5'9". No, you're taller than 5'8".
Don't think I am.
No, you are.
I feel like I've measured myself and I'm 5'8".
The doctor says I'm 5'8", and that's on my heels.
Rudy's 5'6". I'm just saying.
In the Mizzou media guide, I think I was listed at 5'10", and that's because they give you a couple of inches. Either that or they measure you in mm-hmm. your cleats.
Why do they do that?
Make you look bigger.
Make you look bigger. Yeah. You're listed bigger.
But then if everybody already knows that that's not real.
Not everybody knows. The opposing team doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Murray State didn't know that I was 5'8" rather than 5'10".
Do all teams do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, then
everyone fluffs the numbers
so
a little bit.
So anybody walking out there and it says 5'8", it's really 5'6" or 5'7".
Yeah, for the most part. But okay. you don't think about that when you read it.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. So, and then I'm like, my heart's racing, and then all of a sudden... the game ended.
You never got to play.
And that was the closest I ever got into a game.
Fifth string got in?
Fifth string got in.
Ugh.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I was the leading rusher 1 year in the spring game.
Okay.
So that...
Did you play?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I had to.
Oh, I didn't think you get to play any games. So you got
to play. Spring games. It's like spring games, essentially a scrimmage against your own team.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
That's okay. Did it? How much does it bother you? Does it ever make you want to not play on a team because you actually never get to play a game?
Not that, because like when I finished football in high school, I was not ready to be done with football for the rest of my life. I was not ready.
Oh.
And I could have gone to like smaller schools and actually played.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I knew I wasn't going to play in the NFL. So that would have been a waste. So I was like, I just want to scratch the itch to keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
But also simultaneously still go to a school that will set me up for success.
You still got that itch scratched by practices.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I was like, when I finally ended football, I was at peace with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
How many years did you walk on?
Just 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And because then I went to Mizzou for the journalism school, and the journalism school is very demanding and takes a lot of your time. And so like it's not possible to be in the journalism school and play football. Mm-hmm. So I kind of knew that was going to come to a head at some point.
Yeah. Melissa, ask Austin, how did the team do after he left?
How'd the team do after you left?
Melissa, you're going to laugh. So the 2 years I was there, they went to a bowl game the first year, the Independence Bowl. Next year, we were a little bit better, went to the Sun Bowl. The very next year, Melissa, Mizzou put together one of their best seasons in history. And this is over 100 years of playing football.
And this is like right after you left the school?
This is not when I left the school, because I was still at Mizzou. So I was a fan. I was going to all the games and everything. And I still knew everyone on the team, so I was getting ticket hookups left and right. But I was like a fan for the first time ever. I realized, college students have time to nap. It was crazy going from the life of a student athlete to the life of just a regular student.
Again, student athlete.
Student comes first. And I'm at this, and I'm no joke, Mizzou just keeps winning and winning. And I'm loving it because I'm a fan, but then I'm also like, man, this guy sucks. Like, I wish I was on this team, you know, when this happened. The final week of the year before the Big 12 championship, they beat the weekend after Thanksgiving, beat Kansas in a rivalry game. Both Kansas and Mizzou were ranked in the top five in the country. And the first two teams in the country lost earlier that day. So the winner of this game was going to be number one.
I remember this legit this weekend.
It was a wild weekend because a lot of teams fell. There were a lot of upsets that weekend.
How Illinois got in the Rose Bowl.
That 2007 season, I still argue, is the best season of college football in history.
Yeah, Illinois beat Ohio State.
Mizzou beat Illinois that year.
Sorry. Move on, please.
We're at this game.
I don't remember that game.
And Mizzou wins. Mel, I'm not joking. They were the number one team in college football that entire week. And I'm thinking, and this was the year I decided to hang it up.
No.
They go to the Big 12 championship. If they win, they're in the national championship. They end up losing to Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship.
Oh.
But they still go to the Cotton Bowl, which is like a very prestigious bowl game, very big time.
Yeah.
In Dallas, in Jerry World. I'm like, are you kidding me? And they get the fattest bowl rings. I got bowl rings from my other bowls, but the bowl rings they got and the gifts that they got, because that was the big thing.
Oh,
you play all year, and if you make it to a bowl, you get lavished with gifts from the bowl. And the gifts that they got were amazing.
What were
the swag that they got was amazing.
Do you remember anything in particular?
It was like the electronics. Like they got, they may have gotten like a flat screen or like a PlayStation or something.
No way.
And I'm just like,
that sucks.
It was terrible. Because AT&T was the sponsor of the Cotton Bowl back then. And so AT&T's throwing their money at this bowl game. And,
oh my God.
Oh, it was what could have been, you know?
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah.
Could have still had a PlayStation.
Instead, I went to J school and got a good education and eventually led me here to you.
I hate J school so much. It's called college. You went to college.
I know. I went to J school, dude. If you went to a school with a good J school, you would know.
Is that the only college that calls it J school?
What was that?
Is that the only college?
No, Northwestern and Syracuse call it J school. Okay. I was in an interview once where somebody was like, what J school did you go to? And I just like looked at them. They're like,
that's
journalism school. And I'm like, you mean college? What college did I go to? I went to the University of Illinois.
When I first met Kyle, that he told me that was his biggest pet peeve.
I was at a happy hour once. One of my friends, one of those like in a Wrigleyville bars, like, you know, you put like your name in for a raffle and it was like, she won this happy hour on like a Friday night or Saturday night. And she could bring as many people as she wants. It goes from whatever, like 5 to 7. Just, I don't think they really charged them for anything. And they had like beer pong. They had like all this fun stuff. It was a really good time. But a lot of her friends, she went to U of I, but a lot of her high school friends went to Mizzou. So she invited everybody that she knew. And I just happened to get into conversation with these Mizzou people. And I had always hated Mizzou because I grew up an Illinois fan.
Right,
and you're supposed to.
Rivals, yeah.
But I had never really met anyone who went to Mizzou. And there was a point in the night where I think happy hour's over. And I think now we're buying drinks because I'm up at the bar and I'm chatting with one of my friend's friends. And she's talking about Mizzou. And she's going on and on about this class. And I was listening. And I was like, what? This journalism class, she was taking really affected her. And the way she described it, midway through, I realized she was just describing a journalism 101 class. And I was very polite, as we talk about. I don't just exit a conversation abruptly. You know, I just talk. And then I walked away and I pulled Haley aside. I said, I hate all these people. They all are pretentious about college. And well, guess what? We're all in the same place. They're all like me.
Yeah, right. They paid a lot more money for school.
Yeah, they had to take school a lot more serious than I did. Yeah.
Hey, can I tell you something, though? When I first started this job, I hated Illinois, you know, because obviously I, like Kyle said, I grew up, I had to, you know,
yeah,
Mizzou.
The rivals, yeah.
Yeah, rivals. But you know what? Since Kyle came on board, I hate Illinois significantly less.
I thought you were going to say significantly more.
I like that. My hatred for Mizzou has dipped a little. I'll say that. Okay. I'm not as mad when they win. I'll say that.
Okay.
I was never like angry. I'm only really angry in basketball. Football, I haven't really cared until next year.
Well, yeah. Was it next year or 2 years from now?
Oh, I think it's 2 years.
Yeah, it's 2 years. 2027, Mel. You do not want to be here Labor Day weekend of 2027.
But there's a little bro love going on right now, which is nice to see.
Not that day.
Yeah, not that day.
Well, it'll all just be like when Mizzou and Illinois playing basketball. We don't like each other.
We hate each other for one day out of the year.
Friendship should come before colleges.
Nope.
And it does for 364 days.
Yeah.
365
soon about to be
363
days.
Yeah.
Unless it's a leap year, then I'm confused. Right.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.